Last week, we aired a clip from a caller to Coastline who complimented us on having a conservative on the show and went on to say that he generally thought we were, quote, 90% liberal, unquote. Listener Bo wrote, I've been a regular listener since the early 1990s and for years was a twice-a-year contributor. Because of the increasing liberal bias that I encountered over the years, I finally went on the entitlement plan that you seem to endorse in your political leanings. I listen to you daily, but I don't give a dime, and I don't feel badly about it because you are so unaware of your liberal slant. It's not difficult to look at your news lineup to show examples of this bias. The Diane Rehm Show is a prime example. She generally has 3 to 4 panel members, and occasionally one will have a conservative perspective, but most of the time it is 4 liberals singing the progressive song. That includes Diane, who never saw a liberal issue she couldn't support. Terry Gross never has any guest you could label conservative, but she is quite capable of finding left-leaning individuals that can promote liberal ideas all day long. When you say this is not a liberal radio station, who are you trying to convince, me or yourself? Where are your news programs that counterbalance the Diane Rehm and Terry Gross shows? You don't need to have Rush Limbaugh, but you are a U.S. government-sponsored network, and my tax dollars do deserve a few conservative thoughts. I watch and listen to political programs on both sides of the spectrum, but it is sad that NPR and WHQR is my liberal perspective when it should be non-political. If you would like for me to sit in with you and point out the lack of balance, I'd be happy to accommodate. But more importantly, if you want my support, you'll need to find that balance or I'll continue to listen on the entitlement plan. I wrote back to Bo. Briefly, I told him that I stand by Rachel's statement that we are not a liberal radio station. Recently, several local conservatives have told us how much they appreciate our balanced coverage of local issues. That is something that we take very seriously. Diane Rehm and Terry Gross are not produced by us, but our listeners want them, and we believe they perform a valuable public service. Conservative voices on Diane's program are treated with respect and civility, even as other guests, or Diane, may disagree. Devin Gedney wrote, I just love WHQR. I love the old station, but I really love the new two-station format. I think there's tremendous talent on this station, and WHQR is part of what makes Wilmington such a wonderful place to live. Marianne wrote that the station, quote, keeps me informed in so many areas, unquote. And Letty Wilder wrote, we cannot pick up 96.7 in Myrtle Beach, but we are grateful to receive it via the TuneIn radio application. We love WHQR. Listener Suzanne wrote, I did not contribute to the pledge drive this year because since you split into two stations, I'm no longer able to tune into classical music. Because of the Pay It Forward program, I'm making this small contribution to qualify to receive an HD radio so that I can once again enjoy classical music out here in the cultural wastelands. I'll remind listeners again that if you would like to hear classical HQR on 96.7 but are having difficulty, there is a solution for you, an HD radio, which will pick up the HD2 signal of 91.3. This works very well. Station members can even be eligible for a free HD radio through our Pay It Forward program. Details at WHQR.org. And the first shipment of those radios in Pay It Forward should go out next week. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.